This is Commercial Real Estate School, featuring real-world insight and expertise from some of the most successful commercial real estate professionals in the country. Here's your host, Kyle and Sarah.
All right, I got to talk to you guys about virtual assistants. The fact is, this show would not exist if it wasn't for my virtual assistants. And I know why a lot of you guys don't hire them. It's because they take a lot of training. You got to prepare a lot of documentation. You got to manage them in order to make them really, truly effective for your business. Digzy solves that problem. Digzy has a fully managed virtual assistant service where you don't have to train, manage, or monitor them at all. They do it all for you. And no matter what vertical you're in, Digzy's got you covered, starting at just $15 an hour. And you don't have to commit to a full-time. You can go part-time for 20 hours a week or full-time 40 hours a week if that's what you need. And when you hire Digzy for a virtual assistant for your business, you actually hire Digzy, the company. You get a dedicated in-house assistant that has those skills and training that you need. This way you can focus on doing what you're best at and let Digzy handle the rest. So you can grow and run your business and scale it and do everything else you want to do and allow them to fill in the gaps. Like I said, I have a Digzy virtual assistant and it's amazing and I highly recommend them. To learn more, go to www.getdigzy.com/products or call 866-MY-DIGZY. All will be in the show notes. Check them out. Digzy is the place to be for virtual assistants. Now, this is something I'm super interested in also. Prepping for the next day. So we talked about your list. We talked about the Excel and the CRM and all that stuff. Talk to me about what it means to prep for the next day.
Make sure I have a fresh blowout in my hair.
That's not easy to do. I've got two girls here in the South. I know what that sounds like. It's a lot of blows.
Prepping for the next day, making sure my appointments are so important. I have to confirm appointments. Do they have the OMs? Did I miss anything? Sometimes, you know, I say, are you sure you know that this use will work? The neighbor there, they also own a school and I'm repping a school right now. And I said, are you guys sure there's not going to be any, you know, in between the two schools? So I just make sure I either get on a call and I say, are we sure we're moving forward with this property or confirming appointments? I think that that is so important. If you say you're going to confirm an appointment, confirm appointments. So that's at the top of my list for preparing for the next day if I'm doing tours. If I am prepping for, you know, podcasts or something, I have to make sure that I know what I'm talking about or what I'm doing because it's so important to prepare. I just can't come off and just talk.
Right.
So this
show actually probably was very helpful for you. You knew exactly what you were going to be talking about.
Yeah, and I know you, Kyle, and I know your TikTok, and I know I see you every day. I'm like, how does he have time for so much content?
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah, so, or looking at my schedule for the next day, and I looked at it last night, and I said, I have 7 tours tomorrow. What can I do today that's going to prep for tomorrow? So just being sure that I am ready. And I do run. I run about 3 to 5 miles every night before. So I do a run down before that.
After work. Before. So when you get home from work, you run.
Yeah. Do you know Runyon Canyon?
I've heard it.
You've heard it? Yeah. I run Runyon.
Wow.
But yeah, that is part of my routine. So when I'm up there, I'm like, who do I need to call or who do I need to?
Oh, yeah. You know? Clears your head a little bit.
It does. It really does. It helps a lot.
So you prep when you're prepping for the next day and you're like, okay, this is what I have to do. But inevitably, you know, emails come in, phone calls come in, situations change, people cancel. Like, how do you deal with that? Just like, forget about the logistics of it, but just like even the stress of it and reorganizing it. I mean, do you have an assistant? Do you have a virtual assistant or you all on you?
I do have a virtual assistant. She's great. I do think, it happened to me last night, for example. I'm on time, but then I have to hit traffic. And then once I hit traffic, it's like I have to call on my way home. I have to take those calls, right?
Yeah.
So I will take those calls then. And then right when I get home, I just calm. Like I try to calm as much as possible and get ready for my workout. Mm-hmm. When I'm done with my workout, Kyle, I promise you, and I think your wife might feel the same way. When she works out, she's done with her workout, she has energy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, let's go, you know? And that's why I think working out is so important for me, because once I've calmed down after the rush and after the workday and everything, I come down, I work out, and then I feel like, oh, I worked out. Now I can focus on the other things that I need to focus. Last night I got a call from a friend. She says, we're doing dinner. We're doing Thai tonight. My friends are in town. And it was a decision that I had to make at the time and say, will I be home to be in bed by 10? Should I or should I not go? Right, you know, right. And last night was one of them that I was like, you know what? You probably need it. Go out.
Yeah.
But make sure you're at home by 10.
At 10 o'clock. Yeah. I hear you. Yeah.
Sure enough.
You can feel the difference when you don't do it, right? If you ever, like, if you don't exercise, you're like, something feels wrong. And you're like, you know what? That's what it was. I woke up late and I didn't exercise. That's a bad combo.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's it. And I think that like I said, your wife can fully understand it. More energy.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm ready to go now. You know, but last night was one of them where I was like, should I or should I not go? And I said, you need to go out and have a little bit of fun, Ari, and not just push yourself to work, you know, all of the time. And I was home by 10.
See that? Yeah, Leslie will say all the time that she works out more for the mental piece than for the physical. Yes. So she's, you know, she's teaching, so she's got that, you know, bonus where she's going there and kind of getting paid to do it. But yeah, for sure. And it's like, same with me. Like, I'm going for a walk. Yeah. Just go out for a walk.
And then she's back.
That's it. It's like meditating. It's like an active meditation, which is another thing to get into. Meditation as a whole other separate show. But yeah, I'm with you on that. I mean, I think it's, you don't have to go crazy. People are like, oh, I don't want to work out. Well, just do something. Move. I think movement creates movement.
Go outside. Right?
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. And when you come back, your mind is you're more calm. You're more in place. And now you can move on with the next things.
Yeah. You think. Not so cluttered. Thank you for checking out another episode of Commercial Real Estate School. If you found value in today's episode, there's one simple way that you can support us. Just share the episode with your friends, your family, colleagues who you think might benefit from it. We'd love to hear your thoughts too. Leave a comment or review. Your feedback over on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, Google, wherever you're checking us out, really helps us just improve the show and brings our community closer together. So until next time, let's keep learning and doing deals.